Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
I've been coming for you for a long time. I told counselors your name in hopes that they would report you. I've reported you to Child Protective Services twice. I gave a testament to get your medical license revoked. You were first arrested on my charges. And now, as the only non-medical victim to come forward, I testify to let the world know that you are a repulsive liar and that those treatments were pathetically veiled sexual abuse. Perhaps you have figured it out by now, but little girls don't stay little forever. They grow into strong women that return to destroy your world.
That was Kyle Stevens speaking today in an Ingham County courtroom. She's one of nearly 100 women and girls giving their victim impact statements during the sentencing hearing for Larry Nassar, the former Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics sports doctor. It's the first of 4 days of survivors speaking directly to the man who sexually abused them under the guise of medical treatment. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been covering this all day. She's with us now via Skype. Kate, what words would you use to describe the atmosphere in this courtroom?
I don't think anybody who's here has ever seen anything like this. I mean, you just heard Kyle speak to Dr. Nassar. You know, she was abused from ages 6 to ages 12, and her parents at first didn't believe her. And she's talked about feeling that her father committed suicide in part because of the ramifications of finally realizing that she had been telling the truth. You heard from a mother whose daughter committed suicide 10 years ago, in part, she believes, because she was abused by Larry Nassar as well. We have seen women weep. We have seen their parents next to them cry. There's really no words to put around this kind of a morning.
And Larry Nassar, how is he responding?
At first, he was not making eye contact with anybody. He was covering his face. At certain points, he was closing his eyes. And then at one point, about midway through this morning, one of the victims said that she believed he actually was remorseful because in his previous statement, she said, "You used the same voice that you did with me when you were at your brother's funeral." And Nassar began to cry. And since then, he has not covered his face. He hasn't really made a lot of eye contact with the victims, but he's at least looking up and looking around the courtroom.
Are any of these women, Kate, directing comments also to USA Gymnastics or Twist Stars or Michigan State University?
Yes, many of them. One of them actually said that she holds Michigan State University just as accountable as she holds Larry Nassar. We heard from one young woman and her parents who are especially outraged that Larry Nassar was allowed to keep working at Michigan State University in 2014 while he was still under criminal investigation. She says that she was abused by Nassar for the first time, basically right around the same time he was allowed back to work, and they feel like MSU has failed them.
Now, we know that this will all lead up, 4 days of this will lead up to Nassar being sentenced after pleading guilty to 10 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Do we have any idea what that Ingham County sentence will be?
Yes, actually. The judge gave us a hint this morning. She says she's going to stick with the plea agreement, which means that Nassar will get here anywhere between 25 to 40 years. Now, what that does is that essentially means that if they stick with the plea agreement in terms of sentencing, he cannot withdraw his guilty plea. If she gave him more years than that, he would be able to say, you know, that's beyond the plea agreement. I'm going to withdraw my guilty plea. So she says she doesn't necessarily like giving him that sentence, but that she wants there to be some closure in this case.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells will be covering this sentencing hearing all week, and we will be checking in with her here on Stateside. Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.